بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Inshallah, today, with the beginning of the year of 2012, we will start a series of classes called Your Journey to Eternity. Actually, in these classes, we will learn in details about the life of the hereafter, and we will learn about death, the grave, the day of judgment, resurrection, the balance, the bridge, and the hell, and the paradise, that is to say, the final destination. Inshallah, from the Quran and the Hadith sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we will learn all the details about the life of the hereafter, our journey to eternity, so that inshallah we will get the benefit of this knowledge, and we will prepare ourselves probably for that journey. Let us start our class with hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is related to the pillars of belief in Islam, on the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, one day while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, there appeared before us a man whose clothes were white and whose hair was white. No signs of yearning were to be seen on him, and none of us knew him. He walked up and sat down by the Prophet, peace be upon him. The man said, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam is to testify that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, to perform the prayers, to pay the zakat, charity, to fast in Ramadan, and to make the hajj to the house of Allah, if you are able to do so. The man said, you have spoken rightly, and we were amazed at him, asking and saying that Prophet Muhammad spoke rightly. The man said, then tell me about iman, religious belief or faith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is to believe in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, and the day, and to believe in divine destiny, both the good and the evil thereof. The man said, you have spoken rightly. Then the man said, then tell me about Ihsan. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Ihsan is to worship Allah as though you are seeing him, and while you see him not yet truly, he sees you. The man said, then tell me about the hour. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the one questioned about it knows no better than the questioner. The man said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell me about its signs. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the slave girl will give birth to her mistress, and that she will see the barefooted, naked herdsmen competing in constructing lofty buildings. Then the man took himself off, and Umar stayed for a time. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, do you know who that man was? Umar said, Allah and his messenger know best. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it was Jibril who came to you to teach you your religion. According to this hadith, the pillars of Iman, faith in Islam, are to believe in Allah, His messengers, His books, the angels, the Day of Judgment, and the divine decree, the good and the bad. Accordingly, believing in the Day of Judgment is a must for a believer in Islam. Today, inshallah, we will learn that is to say the meaning of some of the chapters of the Quran which are included in the 30th part of the Holy Quran. Actually, the 30th part of the Holy Quran is related mainly to resurrection and the Day of Judgment, the hellfire and the heaven. So today, inshallah, at the beginning of classes of our journey to eternity, we will learn some of these chapters of the Quran. We will learn its meanings and its message, and inshallah we will get the benefit of these verses of the Quran. We will start now with surah number 84, Surah Al-Inshiqaq, the splitting asunder. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء انشقت أذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, when the heaven is split asunder and listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so, and when the earth is stretched forth and has cast out all that was in it and became empty, and listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so. O man, verily you are returning towards your Lord with your deeds and actions, a sure returning, and you will meet Him. Then, as for Him who will be given His record in His right hand, He surely will receive an easy reckoning and will return to His family in joy. But whosoever is giving His record behind His back, He will invoke for His destruction, and He shall enter a blazing fire and made to taste it burning. Verily, He was among His people in joy. Verily, He thought that He would never come back to us. Yes, verily, His Lord has been ever beholding Him. So I swear by the afterglow of sunset and by the night and whatever it gathers in its darkness, and by the moon when it is at the full, you shall certainly travel from stage to stage. And what is the matter with them that they believe not? And when the Quran is recited to them, they fall not prostrate. Nay, those who disbelieve belie. And whatever he brought, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah knows best what they gather of good and bad deeds, so announce to them a painful torment. Save those who believe and do righteous good deeds. For them is a reward that will never come to an end. Sisters, this surah has many scenes related to the Day of Judgment. From verse 1 to verse 5, this is the scene of the universal submission to Allah in the form of a splitting of the sky, a stretching and expansion of the earth. These changes will happen as a result of the disruption of the laws of nature, which will happen on the Day of Judgment. Actually, this scene sheds humility, and the impression it leaves is that all the creatures will be obedient and all the creatures will submit to Allah the Almighty. The second scene of this chapter of the Quran, the second scene started from verse number 6 until verse number 15. Actually, in the second scene, this scene is related to man, whom Allah is calling him, reminding the man about his worldly life. Actually, man labors hard in this worldly life, shouldering his responsibilities and exerting himself. Nothing in this life comes easily or without effort. If sometimes no physical labor is needed, then surely some mental and emotional effort will be required. But when man will meet the Lord, people will be divided into two groups. The first group is mentioned in verse 7, 8 and 9. We will recite these verses of the Quran. Then, as for him, will be given his record in his right hand, he surely will receive an easy reckoning and will return to his family in joy. So this is the first group of people on the Day of Judgment. They are those whom Allah will give them their book in their right hand. This means that those people will be happy. Those people actually are the ones whom they were true in their faith. These are the true believers. Allah is pleased with them. Allah is rewarding them in the best way. Actually, they will have an easy reckoning, which according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam means that their record will be looked into and Allah will forgive their sins. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that the true believers in the worldly life, whom they follow the right path, whom they believe in the oneness of Allah, whom they live Islam as a way of life, whom they have the Quran as the guidance for all their actions, for all their deeds and sayings, whom they live their life actually as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are the people whom they will be happy on the Day of Judgment. Because Allah the Almighty will give them their book to their right hands. This means that they will have an easy reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just look to their record and Allah will forgive their sins. Actually, this is the best tidings for any human being. What is this tiding? That tiding, this glad tiding, is that Allah will forgive your sins on the day of judgment, and Allah will just look to your record, and Allah will give you your book in your right hand. Actually, sister, every true believer must be actually looking forward for that reward from Allah the Almighty, looking forward for the minute when Allah will give him his book in his right hand, and Allah will forgive his sins, and Allah the Almighty will gather him with the righteous people whom they were actually adherent to the right path on the day of judgment. This means that for the true believers, inshallah, they will have the best company in the paradise, inshallah, with others whom they have the same belief, that is to say, the other true believers will gather together in the heaven. This is the best reward for any true believer, to be gathered with the other true believers in the heavens, inshallah. This is the first group of people whom they will be happy on the day of judgment, and they will have the best company in the paradise. Actually, this of the true believers, the happy ones on the day of judgment, is extremely opposite of what will happen to the afflicted people whom will be given their book from behind their back. Let us learn about them from verse number 10 to verse number 15. But whatsoever is giving his record behind his back, he will invoke for his destruction, and he shall enter a blazing fire, and made to taste it burning. Verily, he was among his people in joy. Verily, he thought that he would never come back to us. Verily, Allah has been ever beholding him. Actually, those are the true losers on the day of judgment, because those whom they will be given the record behind their back, immediately they will invoke for their destruction, because they are sure that their final destination and their eternity will be in the hell fire, in the blazing fire, where they will taste its burning. And every one of us will wonder, what is the reason for this misery? What is it? Actually, the reason is their past. Those people actually were the people whom they just care for the worldly life. They never believe in the day of judgment. Again and again, sister, we started the class by learning the pillars of belief in Islam, and we learned that believing in the day of judgment is one of the pillars of iman, or belief or faith in Islam. So the one who didn't believe in the day of judgment, this means that he is not a believer. And actually, the disbelief in the day of judgment will be translated to an attitude which is always focusing only on the worldly life. This means that the enjoyments of the worldly life were his main goal. He was trying all the time to enjoy the wealth, to enjoy the kids, to enjoy whatever legal or illegal enjoyments of the worldly life. He planned his life as a journey of fun. No rules, no regulations, no obligations, no trust, no responsibilities at all. Just fun, enjoyment, for the sake of the enjoyment. This is actually the reality of those whom they don't believe in the worldly life. They don't believe, in the hereafter. They are the ones whom they never prepare themselves for the day of judgment. They never prepare themselves for the meeting with Allah the Almighty. They never believe that a day will come when Allah will give them their book from their back. This means that this is a sign that their destination will be the hell fire. So actually, when we learn this, the situation of this group of people, we must always check ourselves. We must always question ourselves. What is the main goal for me? What is the main goal? My goal is to obey Allah, the Almighty, for the sake of having the reward in the hereafter, or my goal is to enjoy the worldly life by all the ways and forget about the day of judgment, forget about the eternity, forget about the hell and the fire, because in reality, I don't believe in the day of judgment. Actually, sisters, every one of us must question herself this question, because this question is very important. According to the answer, you will plan your life. According to the answer, you will have your rules in your life. According to the answer, you will either follow the rules of Allah, or you will follow the rules of the shaitan. You will be from the first group whom they will receive their book with their right hand, the happy people, the winners, those whom they will have the paradise as their final destination, or you will be, if you decide to follow the rules of the shaitan because you don't believe in reality in the day of judgment, this means that you have to prepare yourself that you will be from the second group whom they will receive their book from their back, whom they will have eternal punishment in the hell fire. So from today, while we are still in the worldly life, we have to evaluate our reality regarding the belief in the day of judgment. They forget Allah the Almighty, but Allah the Almighty sending for them a message in verse number 15, verily the Lord has been ever beholding him. Actually, those people whom they forget about the day of judgment, or they don't believe in the day of judgment, actually they are the true losers, because they forget the most important fact related to the oneness of Allah, which is related to the knowledge of Allah the Almighty. Allah the Almighty is with every one of us by His knowledge in every second and in every place, and Allah the Almighty is recording all our saying and deeds in every second and in every place. Accordingly, we must believe that there is no escape from our record. There is no escape from Allah. There is no escape from the day of judgment. The scene in this verse of, in this chapter of the Quran, actually is the scene of the universe which Allah is swearing by. This includes verse 16, 17, and 18, so I swear, Allah is saying, Allah the Almighty is saying, so I swear by the afterglow of sunset, and by the night, and whatever it gathers in its darkness, and by the moon when it is at the full, Allah is swearing that you will pass from one stage of suffering to the other. This, actually, Allah is, all this swear of Allah is related to the fact that every one of us shall travel from this life to the hereafter. This is the proof that the hereafter is a reality which none can escape it, because Allah the Almighty is swearing by the night, and Allah is swearing by the afterglow of the sunset, and by the moon, that every human being will move from the worldly life to the hereafter. And actually, this swear from Allah means that this is the fact that the day of judgment will happen and the hereafter will happen, and none can escape it. So why we are not preparing ourselves for the day of judgment, for the eternal life? Why we are not believing in these facts? Why we are just trying to waste our time in the worldly life, trying to enjoy the deceiving enjoyments of the worldly life, which must end one day by death? Okay, we always waste our worldly life in with the deceiving enjoyments, trying to escape the reality that none can escape. The fourth scene, Surah of the Quran, comes an expression of wonder at those who perish in their denial of the faith when they have all these signs in the universe. That is because they never believe in Allah. Actually, they belie Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran and the oneness of Allah. And when the Quran is recited to them, they fall not prostrate. Actually, sisters, if we believe that we are Muslims, and if we believe that we are believers in the oneness of Allah, we must realize that the Quran is the guidance for the believers. We must believe that the Holy Quran actually is the book of the believers. The Holy Quran is the way of life. The Holy Quran is the ways of my life. The Holy Quran is the source of my rules, the source of my manners, my values. Everything in my life is from the Holy Quran. So those whom they don't respect the Quran, whom they don't believe in the Quran, they are not believers, they are not Muslims, they are lying, they are belying Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah is sending for them in the last and fifth scene of the surah in verse 23, a great warning. Allah is sending to them a message of fear, as Allah is telling them, and Allah knows best what they gather, so announce to them a painful torment. Allah the Almighty is aware of everything in the heavens and earth. Allah's knowledge covers everything in the heavens and the earth. Allah knows all our intentions or our feelings or our belief. Accordingly, those whom they actually belie Prophet Muhammad, belie the Quran, those whom they don't follow the rules of Allah, Allah is aware of them, and Allah is sending for them actually the unpleasant tiding of the very severe, painful torment eternal in the hellfire. In the last verse of this chapter of the Quran, verse number 25, Allah the Almighty, Allah the Most Merciful, is sending His glad tiding to those whom they believe and do the righteous good deeds, the true believers in the oneness of Allah, whom they live their life according to the rules of the Quran and according to the guidance of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. For them, there is a great reward that will never come to an end. This is the eternal happiness. This is the, actually the eternal reward. This is the eternal enjoyments. Allah is sending the glad tidings to the true believers that they will have the paradise, the heaven as their reward, an endless happiness, an eternal enjoyment in the paradise. So, if we try, inshallah, to summarize the lessons from Surah number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 84, the splitting asunder, we will learn the following. The first lesson which we learn from the Quran is that the Day of Judgment is a great day where a lot of changes will happen in the universe. And the second lesson which we learn from this chapter of the Quran is that we must believe in the Day of Judgment because it is one of the pillars of the belief in Islam. Regarding the belief in the Day of Judgment, people will be divided into two groups. Those whom they are the true believers in the oneness of Allah, the believers in the angels, in the books, in the Day of Judgment, and the believers in the divine decree, the good or bad, those are the true believers whom are the winners. They are the winners in their daily life, they are the winners in the worldly life, and they are the winners in the hereafter. They are the winners in the worldly life because they obey the commands of Allah. Accordingly, their life is the life which is showered by the mercy of Allah. They have the feeling of security and peace because Allah, the Almighty, is showering them with this feeling as a reward of their obedience to His rules. Also in the Day of Judgment, and in the hereafter, they will have the eternal happiness in the paradise. They will live eternally in the paradise because of their belief in Allah, because of their belief in the Day of Judgment, as they prepared themselves for that day, as they have a book which is full of the good deeds. Accordingly, they deserve that great reward. Also, there is another or second group of people whom, out of their disbelief in the Day of Judgment, they are the real losers. They are the losers in the worldly life because they follow shaitan instead of following Allah. They live their life according to the rules of misguidance of Iblis. They never obey the rules of Allah. They never have the feeling of peace, security. They never have the light of the Quran, and they never have the good rules in their life. They don't fulfill their trusts. They don't have the good manners of forgiveness, of honesty, trustfulness, never good manners, because they have the manners of Iblis, the worst manners. So they lose the worldly life because they live a life of misguidance, and they are the real true losers in the hereafter, as the hell fire will be the eternal life for them, the great punishment of Allah, which Allah is clarifying to them out of their disbelief in the Day of Judgment. They never prepare themselves for that day. They never try to do the good deeds for the sake of Allah. They never obey the rules of Allah. So they deserve that bad destination. So from Surah Al-Inshiqaq, the splitting asunder, we learn the importance of the belief in the Day of Judgment. We learn the importance of preparing ourselves for the Day of Judgment. We actually learn that we must try our best to be from the winners, the group of the winners, whom Allah will give them their book to the right hand, whom they will be gathered with the true believers in the eternal happiness in the paradise, inshallah. Inshallah, next week we will continue about our journey to eternity, and let us now make the dua. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.